Boys and girls, it's time for another daily devotional video. We've been looking at people who were able to see Jesus after his resurrection. Today, we want to consider a very different Mary than the one we studied yesterday. We don't know as much about this Mary, but we can learn some things from her life. Ready? We'll start with a sad Mary. We first meet this Mary in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. What we are told about her is quite shocking. Do you remember, children, that several times Jesus cast a devil out of a person? That could be a horrifying sight. Why? Sometimes when a devil was cast out by Jesus, it would try to badly hurt the person it is leaving. One time, a devil threw a child down to the ground before leaving him. Another time, a devil would cause the possessed boy to fall into fire or into water. These things happened when just one devil left a person. Well, this Mary had seven devils inside of her. The only other person we know of that had many devils inside was the man called Legion, and that man couldn't be controlled even when chains were put around him. So you could imagine what this Mary must have been like with seven devils inside of her. It's almost too horrible to imagine, but she must have been a very, very sad person. You know, children, the devil lies and wants us to think that following him will make us happy, that sinning is a good thing. He also wants us to think that following God will be boring or make us sad, but that's a lie. Don't believe any of that. God's ways are always the best ways. But as strong as seven devils might have been, they were no match for Jesus. Luke tells us Jesus cast all of them out of this Mary. They had to leave her for good. And she was not only free of those horrible devils, but she was a changed woman in every way. And that brings us to the servant Mary. You can imagine, children, that Mary was very, very thankful to Jesus for delivering her from devils. She showed her thankfulness by joining up with a few other women who wanted to serve Jesus. How did they serve him? The Bible says they ministered to him of their substance. That meant that if Jesus needed food, they would bring him food. If clothing, they would bring him that. They would do whatever they could to help Jesus spend as much of his time as possible preaching and teaching, healing and saving people. You know, what Mary was doing still happens today, children. When God truly saves a person like you or me, we will want to serve the Lord too. Now, we don't have to bring food or clothes to God, for he doesn't need things like that. But we will want to use our time, our strength, our money, our ability to think and work for him, and to help others who are in need in his name, so that he would receive all the glory. Now, it must have been wonderful for these women to follow Jesus, to hear his preaching, see his miracles, and witness the life of the only perfectly sinless person who ever lived, Jesus. Mary probably felt she couldn't do enough for Jesus, who had done so much for her. But soon, things would change greatly. A grieving Mary. I suppose I should tell you the full name of this Mary, shouldn't I? It is Mary Magdalene. She is the other Mary we're talking about. While Mary was glad serving Jesus as best she could, she no doubt noticed that there were others who not only didn't serve Jesus, they did their best to stop him, to ruin his ministry and destroy him. You could imagine that she probably could not understand why anyone would be against Jesus. After all, anyone who could cast out devils from people like her must be someone sent from God. Why would anyone want to fight against such a man of God? But the hatred of the enemies grew and grew until, in the dark of night, they arrested Jesus. When Jesus was finally nailed to the cross, this Mary was there too, watching. Probably because they were afraid, she and the other women watched from a distance Mark tells us. What must she have thought and felt as she watched them nail Jesus to the cross? Little did she know that Jesus was going through all that suffering for her. You see, with his suffering and death, he was suffering for her sins, so that she not only had the seven devils cast out of her by Jesus, but he would also wash away all her sins by his precious blood. We need the same thing, children, all of us. Ask Jesus to do for you, if he hasn't already done so, what he did for Mary. A missing Mary. Mark tells us Mary Magdalene watched where Joseph and Nicodemus buried Jesus. No doubt she planned on going with other women to put the nice-smelling spices on Jesus' dead body, something people did to honor the deceased person. But they had to wait till the Sabbath day was over before they would do this. This, they thought, would be their last act of love and service to a Jesus they thought was dead. How sad they must have felt. There they were, early in the morning, on the first day of the week, with their spices, going to the grave. And then they realized they had a problem. How will they roll away the stone that was in front of the grave's entrance? The soldiers wouldn't do it for them. They had to guard the tomb so that no one would get in. But as the women came near, they saw the stone was rolled away already. You heard in a recent sermon how an angel rolled a stone away and sat on it. You also heard how the soldiers became like dead men, so frightened they were of the earthquake and the angel. Now, it's not entirely clear, but it seems Mary was the first one at the grave. Or maybe she stayed near the grave when the other women left. What we do know from John's Gospel is that she ran and told Peter and John the grave was empty. But she, likely following them, stayed at the tomb after they left. Why would she stay there by herself? Well, children, it's because she so missed Jesus. She so wanted to see Jesus. She loved Jesus very, very much. You know, true believers today love Jesus very much too, and are deeply thankful for his saving us. But there are times we miss Jesus, just like Mary, especially when our faith is weak, and in our feelings it seems like we are far away from Jesus, missing a sense of his love and nearness and care. No, Jesus is always with us. He said he would be. But believers sometimes struggle to believe that. Do you have that too sometimes? An amazed Mary. Mary looked into the empty tomb again, no Jesus. Even though an angel spoke comforting words to her, she still cried. She turned outside and saw someone. It wasn't clear who this person was, maybe the gardener. Sir, if you have taken away his body, tell me where it is and I will get it, Mary said. But it wasn't the gardener she was talking to, children. It was Jesus, raised from the dead. At first, Mary didn't recognize him. And you know, children, Jesus is right here with us now, here in the Bible. But we need to have spiritual eyes to recognize him, to see him as the living Savior that he is. Jesus just had to say her name, Mary, and it clicked in Mary's mind. Her heart leaped. Master, she said. Those are precious moments, children, when God speaks powerfully and personally to our soul. Not with a voice we can hear, like Mary heard, but sometimes when we're reading the Bible, it affects us so powerfully, just like the travelers to Emmaus, who said their hearts burned inside of them. They were so moved in their feelings. Off Mary ran to tell the disciples she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken to her, but they didn't believe her. The disciples had been crying and mourning, but they had forgotten that Jesus said he would rise from the dead the third day. Though they didn't believe Mary, they would soon see the risen Jesus for themselves. And finally, Mary the Christian. We don't read any more about Mary. She was likely among the women who gathered with the apostles in that room, praying and waiting for the Spirit to be poured out, just like Jesus told them to do. But Jesus was with them. And children, I want you to think about this Mary one more time. Filled with devils at one time in her life, she was a hopeless, lifeless, wretched person who would have ended up in hell. But then Jesus saved her. And after that, she was willing to serve him however she could with whatever she had. Yes, for a while she missed Jesus, mourning over the Savior she loved but thought she lost. But this Mary, Mary Magdalene, was the first person to see Jesus alive and bring that good news to others. But what about you, children? Can you say the Lord took away your burden of sin? Do you want to live for him? Do what you can to bring him honor and praise? Tell others about him? Do you sometimes miss Jesus and ask him to meet you in church services, Bible class, when the Bible is read? After all, those are the places Jesus is found. Those are the places he makes himself known to us. If you do know Jesus personally and are filled with love for him, thank and praise him. If you don't, even though you might not be filled with devils, you will end up where they are, the devils are, unless you do come to know and trust Jesus by a God-given faith. Boys and girls, and really all of us, look to Mary Magdalene's Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell him how sinful you've been. Ask him to forgive your sins and pray to God for the grace to live for Jesus all the days of your life. If you do, you, like Mary, will be glad you did.